my Friday.
I'd like to call us into order at this time for our day nine of our seasonal session, beginning with a prayer. I believe it'd be Congressman Shaw. Would you please render an opening prayer with us?
Mr. Speaker. Heavenly Father, we come to you today asking for your assistance, your blessings, your guidance. Father, we're gathered here to meet and use each other's wisdom and direction and our abilities to debate and talk, Father, but they're all God-given talents, Father. They're things that you give us to use to make lives better for others, Father. We thank you for that. We're grateful for that. We want your help and intervention in all that we do. Amen.
Amen.
Next on our agenda is approval of the journal given you.
Oh.
All right. Roll call, please, for our friends.
Congresswoman Bucklehead.
Present.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Norris.
Here.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Here.
Congressman Shaw.
Here.
Congressman Supernaw.
Here.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Mason.
Present.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
Claire, we do have a quorum. Moving on to number three in our agenda is approval of the journal. From yesterday, please read and review. If there's any additions, corrections, or deletions, please advise. Congresswoman Pratt.
Can I be a congresswoman instead of a congressman on opening prayer? Yes, ma'am.
Yes, so noted. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Under introduction of bills and resolutions, I introduced OACA 16111 yesterday. I don't know if you ever tagged that with the sponsor or not, but the sponsor's not tagged there. However, you do that.
Yes, ma'am.
So correct. So noted and corrected. Thank you. Congresswoman Edwards.
Page three, under motions and notices, the motion to enter, I think it should have a D in front of process.
So noted, thank you.
Speaker.
Congressman Walker.
Motion to exit has 12 yeas. We had one absent yesterday. On page three, middle of the page.
So noted, thank you. Congressman Edwards.
You approve the journal September 14th, 2016.
Second.
Can I have a second? Discussion, hearing none. Those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Those opposed say no. The journal is approved.
Abstain.
Abstention, Mr. Hamilton. Number four on our agenda is reports of select committees. Are there any select committees to report out? Congresswoman Pratt.
Morning, Speaker, members of Congress, Assistant Chief. Rules and Ethics met again for endorsement of ONCA 1673 reporting an act to authorize and appropriate $250,000 to the Burial Assistance Fund from fiscal year 2017 revenue and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Alice Buffalohead. The final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with three yes votes from Pratt, Buffalohead, and Edwards. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other select committees to report out? Hearing none, moving on to number five on our agenda, reports of standing committees. Any standing committees to report out? Hearing none, number six, introductions of bills and our resolutions. Congresswoman Whitemore.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of Congress, I would like to introduce a resolution that I'd like to put before the body. It's a resolution that's been put before you before, maybe last year's session, and it was rejected. It is a constitutional amendment, and the title is to provide for an election to adopt amendment number one to place instructive appropriation language in the Constitution for the fiscal responsibility of the Osage Nation. I guess I can say more about this at the committee table. I'll talk to you tomorrow about it.
Thank you, Ms. Whitehorn. Any other bills and or resolutions to present? Hearing none, going to number seven. Bills and resolutions on first reading, referencing ONCA 16-111. Congresswoman Whitehorn, you have the floor.
Mr. Speaker, members of Congress, I'd like to read in ONCA 16-111, an act to provide an appropriation to the limited liability company Blue Stem Ranch, LLC, in the amount of $1 million and to provide for an alternate effective date. I spoke a little bit about this yesterday. The chairwoman of the Blue Stem Ranch Board asked if I would put this resolution in. I'd like to make it very clear, we appropriated them $2 million for operations expenses, but since that appropriation, they had found out that they're going to have to bid for a lease for the 43,000 acres to operate a ranching operation out there, and they were fearful they wouldn't be able to operate with the money we gave and pay a lease, so this is up for your consideration. Thank you. That's all I'm going to say.
Thank you. Referencing ONCA 16-112, Congresswoman Bufflehead.
Thank you, Speaker, members of Congress. ONCA 16-112, an act to require all donations made on behalf of the Osage Nation to be funded, administered, and awarded by the Osage Nation Foundation. Also reading in ONCA 16-113, an act to amend the Businesses Commission Advisory Boards Act 15 ONC 5-106 and to establish an alternate effective date. Also reading in ONCR 1640, a resolution to amend and restate the compensation and reimbursement allowance for the boards of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2016 and fiscal year 2017.
Thank you. An assignment, ONCA 16-111 is assigned to Commerce. ONCA 16-112 is assigned to Appropriations. 16-113 is assigned to Appropriations. ONCR 1640 is assigned to Appropriations. Moving on to number eight, General Order Day One, second reading, referencing ONCA 1685. Congressman Shaw.
Second reading, I'm reading in ONCA 1685, an act to provide an appropriation to the judicial branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2017 in the amount of $524,086 and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Referencing ONCA 1698, Congresswoman Edwards.
Speaker. ONCA 98 is an act to authorize and appropriate $8 million to the Osage Nation Education Scholarship Fund out of the General Fund and the Treasury to carry out the purposes of the Osage Nation Higher Education Scholarship Fund. Either there's a typographical error in the agenda or there's a typographical error in the bill. It's on the bill? Okay, all right, good to know.
Thank you.
Moving on to number nine, third reading. We're referencing ONCA 1673, an act to authorize and appropriate $250,000 to the Burial Assistance Fund for fiscal year 2017 revenue and to establish an alternate effective date. And this is sponsored by Congresswoman Buffalo Head. And Congresswoman Buffalo Head, you have 8 minutes. How would you like to use your eight?
I'll wait my time.
Beg your pardon?
I'll wait my time.
Waves her time. Are there any other members of Congress wishing to speak for or against ONCA 1673? Hearing none, the question is, shall ONCA 1673 pass? Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Norris?
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt?
Yes.
Congressman Shaw?
Yes.
Congressman Supernaw?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Speaker Mace? Oh. Congresswoman Bethelhead?
Yes.
Speaker Mason?
Yes. ONCA 1673 passes and moves to enroll. Now we go into number 10, motions and notices. One moment. We need to vote on the alternate effective date. Those in favor of the alternate effective date say yes.
Yes.
Those opposed say no. Alternate effective date passes. Thank you very much. Congresswoman Edwards.
Move to hold ONCA 1685 on general order day one, pending catch up by some other bills of that same nature.
I'll second for discussion.
No second. Discussion. Congresswoman Edwards.
I just think it would be appropriate for us to vote on all those bills on the same at the same time. And secondly, yesterday you recall when we met with the Human Resources Director, he indicated that there had been a recommendation to put every merit increase into every budget by all of the entities, but that didn't mean that increase was automatically going to be given, and that there might be some percentage that he could calculate as to what would be given if that merit increase stays. So I think we need to wait and discover, A, what that number would be if the merit increase was calculated under the current process, and second, if something changes, to be ready to, or have the opportunity to make any amendments that we might need to make.
Congressman Walker.
Well, I guess that's reasonable to consider, but if the main reason is either to, one, kind of keep them in the same path or the same order as the rest of the appropriation bills for operations, that's one thing, but considering the merit increases, the increases for the judicial branch were either about 2.8% or 3.8%, which is much less than the rest of the merit increases across the board. So I'm in favor of just allowing the judicial branch budget to carry on, go through our normal process. Let's get something out the door. Not in a matter of haste, but we've already met it. We've considered it in committee twice.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Oh, I'm not proposing that anything happen to this bill that doesn't happen to all the bills, but criticized unfairly in an opinion that somehow we had performed a function of reduction to one branch that hadn't happened to the other branches, which to my knowledge we did not do, but I want to make it clear that we aren't doing that. So I don't want to let one branch bill go through with some sort of compensation formula and not all the rest.
Congressman Whitehorn, then Congressman Walker.
After our appropriations meeting yesterday, which was a late meeting, I don't think we adjourned till near 6 or maybe even after 6. I think we had some good dialogue with HR about the merit structure and what it is now and what we would like to see it be. And it was a very good meeting in cooperation. And I didn't think of making this motion, but I did have the same thoughts about letting this go, letting this branch operational budget go, and then having to pull it back and make an amendment. I think it's good to let them all go at the same, get them all to the same place and let them go at the same time, especially if there are any changes made to the law. I think we would unduly cause ourselves grief to pass one out that certain aspects of merit didn't apply to that or wasn't applied to that and applied to other branches. So I would be in agreement with a hold. I don't have a problem with the budget. And like you said, we did visit it twice and we thoroughly reviewed it. I have no problem with passing it out other than what we're discussing right now as a result of the Appropriations Committee meeting.
Congressman Walker.
Two things. One, I need to be made clear of what the, did you call it unfair criticism? That's to Congresswoman Edwards. Is that what you said, that we've received some unfair criticism about passing one branch's budget out?
Congresswoman Edwards, would you like to respond?
It was my reading, and I've heard from other people that they think that last year that there was one branch that was treated differently with respect to merit compensation than the other two branches or maybe the independent budgets, and that's not true. As far as I know, that's not true. The intent of Congress was to apply the any kind of reduction that it took equally in each branch and among the independent budgets.
Congressman Walker?
I think it's important to remember what Chief Justice Durant told the committee. Regardless of whether or not we change, reduce the amount, and we want it to be applied to the merit system, salaries, or anything else within her budget, whatever the total amount that's appropriated, she's gonna take that money and she's gonna utilize it how the judicial branch sees fit. So to hold this budget based on a very small amount that's related to the merit system, I think it's unnecessary. I'll be voting no for this.
Thank you. Congresswoman Buffalo Head and then Congresswoman Evans.
I'll be voting now as well for the reasons that Congressman Walker has stated.
Congresswoman Edwards.
So you're saying that that Chief Justice Durant in a meeting said that she's not following the law with respect to movement of money from one line item to another? I can't imagine that she would have said that.
Congressman Walker.
I'll answer that with a simple no.
Well, then what are you saying? Because you just said, I wrote down what you said. She said that they will use whatever money is in the compensation, wages, and salaries line item and use it as she sees fit. That's what you just
Walker.
Said.
That's not what I said.
Okay,
I said the total amount that's appropriated, not the total amount that's in the salaries and wages line item, she'll use that how she sees fit. She said, I'm saying the aggregate amount, the total. My point was, and I stated this in my comment, if we reduce her budget by $2,500, say, to represent a merit increase for the staff in the judicial branch, that doesn't mean that she's gonna reduce the judicial branch's staff salary by $2,500. We have the ability to reduce the total appropriation to the judicial branch, but we don't have the ability, per the Supreme Court ruling, to go in and reduce certain amounts in certain line items.
I don't read the Supreme Court opinion like that at all.
Okay.
That's how we budget. We
call for the question.
Question has been called for, and according to our rules, we need to go and vote on that. Just to vote yes for the call of the questions.
Can you repeat the motion, please?
What we're voting on is to for the body to decide to go to the call of the question or not.
Thank you.
Those in favor, well, let's go. Land of Ordinance, roll call, please.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Norris?
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt?
Yes.
Congressman Shaw?
No.
Congressman Supernaw?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Bethlehem?
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Yes.
Speaker Mason?
Yes. Question has been called for and approved by the body. Now, would you please read the motion?
The motion that I have is a motion to hold ONCA 1685 to General Order Day 1.
Have a roll call vote, please. Congressman Whitehorn.
I'd like to amend the motion.
Congresswoman Whitehorn. Oh, one more. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
To go on to the end of that, put until the other division budgets.
Branch
budgets, excuse me. Until the other branch budgets reach General Order Day 1.
And I have a second. Discussion. Hearing none, those in discussion, Congresswoman Edwards.
Thank you. That's what I said, so that was what I intended by the motion.
Any other discussion to the motion? Hearing none, those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Opposed, say no. Motion is amended. Madam Clerk, could you read the motion now as amended?
Motion to hold ONCA 1685 to General Order Day 1 until the other branch budgets reach General Order Day 1.
Roll call vote, please.
Congressman Norris.
No.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congressman Shaw.
Yes.
Congressman Supernaw.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
No.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congresswoman Bethlehem.
No.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton.
No.
Congressman Maker.
No.
Speaker Mason.
Yes. Okay, motion fails. Moving on now to third reading. Well, no, motions and notices. All right, it's the motions and notices. And at this time, without objection, I'm going to have our have Trey come up here for just a moment. We got something special going on. I'll make sure we have it right. this time, I'd like to acknowledge Congressman Tillman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of Congress, Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Thank you, sir.
I would like to start off by just a brief statement about education and how important it is to our children, to our youth, K through 12, college, non-traditional students, as I was once a non-traditional student. I recognize the expertise that it takes to be a leader in education, and I appreciate that. Today, here in our congressional chambers, we have representatives from our local school district, and we have representatives of education from afar, England, Plymouth, England. And I would like to take this time first to recognize our superintendent of schools here in Pawhuska, Oklahoma, a lady that I have got to know since May, who is the leader of our public school systems here. She comes from Kansas in her previous line of work, a Fulbright scholar, and has the heart of every child, every student here in Pawhuska in her best interest, not only academically, but as members of the community. And I applaud her for that, but I'd just like to introduce the superintendent of schools at this time, Janet Neufeld. I move to adopt the following citation of commendation. Citation of commendation to Julie Jane, whereas Julie Jane of Plymouth, England, has dedicated years of service to the pursuit and admirable endeavor of public education, and whereas Julie Jane served as the head teacher of Dunstan Primary School in Plimstock, Plymouth, England, and whereas Julie Jane is a J. William Fulbright Scholar, who participated in its educator exchange to the United States of America in 2008 with local Pawhuska superintendent and Fulbright scholar Janet Neufeld. And whereas Julie Jane exemplifies the work ethic and moral character desired of an educator, qualities of which are held in high regard by the Osage Nation. And whereas Julie Jane has earned the admiration and respect of her colleagues, her country, and the members of the Osage Nation Congress for her leadership, dedication, and years of service to public education. Now, therefore, pursuant to the motion of Congressman Joseph Tillman, the Osage Nation Congress extends to Julie Jane sincere commendation and directs that this citation be presented.
Second. Do we hear a second? I have a second. Discussion? Hearing none. Those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Yes. Opposed, say no. Ladies and gentlemen, Julie Jane.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Again, I move to adopt the following citation of commendation. Citation of commendation to Kevin Jane. Whereas Kevin Jane has dedicated years of service to the pursuant and admirable endeavor of public education. And whereas Kevin Jane of Plymouth, England, served in the high position of a Her Majesty's Inspector of Schools on behalf of the English government. And whereas Kevin Jane worked tirelessly to protect the standard of education for the youth of England, whereas Kevin Jane exemplifies the work ethic and moral character desired of an educator, qualities of which are held in high regard by the Osage Nation. And whereas Kevin Jane has earned the admiration and respect of his colleagues, his country, and the members of the Osage Nation Congress for his leadership, dedication, and years of service to public education. Now, therefore, pursuant to the motion of Congressman Joseph Tillman, the Osage Nation Congress extends to Kevin Jane sincere commendation and directs that this citation be presented.
Second.
I have a second. Discussion? Hearing none. Those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Those opposed say no. Motion passes.
Members of Congress, Kevin Jane.
Speaker, members of Congress, this is really quite unexpected on behalf of my wife and myself. Thank you very, very much indeed. And I want you to know how much we appreciate and extend our thanks to each and every one of you for these citations and commendations. It really is unexpected. And if I may use the word happy accident, because we're here on vacation with our good friend, Janet Neufeld, and didn't expect any of this at all, which is why I'm dressed in vacation attire and not informal. I was reflecting, listening to your proceedings earlier on, just how similar. I've sat in very, very many meetings, just such as your own, which is committed and dedicated to the moral imperative of improving life chances for young people and for older citizens of the community. And it's interesting to know just how closely the democratic framework of principles applies to both your country and our country in the way in which political decision-making is carried out. So may we thank you sincerely on behalf of my wife and myself for these commendations, which we shall treasure, I promise you. And we look forward to coming back and visiting the Osage Nation very shortly. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, sir. Next time we'll have time for a spot tie.
That's fun.
Motions and notices. Congresswoman Edwards.
Education committee will meet today from 1:30 to 3.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Culture meets 12:30 to 1:30.
Any other announcements? Congressman Shaw.
Appropriations is scheduled from 2 to 3, and there's an hour overlap with the Education Committee. My understanding is there's two members in common for each committee. I'm certainly not in a position to command anyone to attend my meeting, and neither is the chairman of the Education, but perhaps they could decide among themselves who will attend which meeting to try to cover as much ground as possible. My colleague had suggested that maybe one be excused after a half hour, but you never know what's going to be going on in a half hour. We may invest it at half an hour before a vote, and then the new person comes in and knows nothing. So it's probably best to stay for one whole meeting. And I don't know any other way around it. There's not a perfect solution to that. It was just inadvertent. It certainly was something we didn't plan. But it is what it is. It's what we have before us. And so I suggest that adaptation between the two members that are in each.
Okay, thank you, sir. Any other announcements? Congresswoman Buffalo Head.
Government operations meeting immediately following the session.
Congressman Walker.
Health and Social Services Committee will meet today from 3:15 to 4:45, and I would like to comment on the overlapping meetings.
Please, sir, do.
Has there been discussion between the chairs to go from 2 to, or from 1:30 to 2:15 for education and 2:15 to 3 for appropriations?
Are you addressing any particular chair or both?
Either who would feels okay. Compelled to respond.
Congressman Shaw?
I have 11 bills on my plate right now. I've had four just in the last 2 days alone, plus I had seven before that. I really can't feel like I can cut my time down by half from did cut my meeting down Tuesday, but I feel like I just can't do that on both days. I have a lot on the agenda.
Okay, thank you. Constable Walker, did you have a response?
No, sir.
Okay. Any other announcements? Constable Walker, or Baker?
I don't see it on here, but we have a membership committee meeting tomorrow at 10 o'clock.
Yes, sir. Have that. Congressman Edwards.
To adjourn until Monday at 10 a.m.
Well, I'd like to acknowledge Congressman.
Congress is having a meeting tomorrow from 11 to 1.
That'll be tomorrow, Friday.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Congressman Shaw.
I just wanted to let members of my committee know, and I know there's at least one person, if not more, that are out of town tomorrow, but I feel with the volume that the Appropriations Committee has, my intent is to schedule any Emergency Appropriations Committee meeting at 9 in the morning so we can take care of some of this workload. If you can't be here, please tell me so I'll know in advance that we're not going to have a quorum. But I know of one that will be unable to be there, but if we can get a quorum, I'd love to get some more work done.
Thank you, sir, for your notice. Congresswoman Edwards.
Move to adjourn until 10 a.m. on Monday.
Motion been made and seconded to meet on Monday at 10 o'clock. Those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Opposed, say no.